This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I see very plainly Abraham Lincoln's dark brown face, with the deep-cut lines, the eyes always to me with a latent sadness and expression. None of the artists or pictures have caught the deep, subtle, indirect expression of this man's face. These are the words of Walt Whitman, a frequent observer of Lincoln, especially in Washington during the war. As to his dark brown face and sad eyes, Lincoln himself wrote in a campaign biography that he had a dark complexion with coarse black hair and gray eyes, adding humorously, "No other marks or brands recollected." What do the sad gray eyes of Lincoln tell us about his spiritual life? Are they the windows to his soul? Historians have noted how determined Lincoln's eyes are in various early photographs. Some visitors saw Lincoln's eyes as hazel, not gray. Many noted that he seemed to have an abiding, distant, even dreamy look to his eyes, that he seemed to both pay sharp attention to what was before his eyes and yet was also wrapped in some far distant gaze or focus. Such a twin attitude may be good. The Harvard psychologist Ellen J. Langer writes that soft focus may be the best way to pay attention. She has researched something that she calls soft vigilance. Yet you can imagine Lincoln growing up on the frontier, a pioneer, having such hawk-eyed focus, both sharp and wide. But as to his spiritual life, there is more to his eyes than meets the eye. In the famous series of photographs by Alexander Gardner, you see in Lincoln's eyes meditation. Photographs then required the person to sit perfectly still for 15 minutes. Lincoln, who was always thinking, would soon be lost in thought. And this is what you see. His eyes are set in the middle distance, reflecting focused inner thought, even feeling. You can almost see the flickering candle for meditative vision in his eyes. One historian wrote, "His eyes seemed curiously indifferent, or to reveal a faraway stare." His eyes, then, were like his voice, penetrating and yet far-reaching. This is a mysterious mix, best defined spiritually, eyes that see near and far and at the same time. And so let us look at the reports of a famous saint in his eyes, St. Thomas Aquinas. He is sometimes characterized as the absent-minded professor because of his gaze and silence, as if lost in thought. Writers about the portraits done of him say that some artists mistakenly make him look vacant, empty-headed, almost. Others romanticize him as a Disney, dreamy, wishful, look-upon-a-star look. People found it hard to read Lincoln as well. There's one painter of St. Francis that captured the gaze, the eyes of the saint. G.K. Chesterton describes this look in Aquinas as one of a vision, as if torn away from immediate surroundings, and yet with a kindled fire, an inner excitement. This is that faraway yonder look, and yet that penetrating here and now look, so often seen in Lincoln, by picture and by description. Lincoln's law partner once wrote that his dull eyes could fairly sparkle with fun or express as kindly a look as I ever saw. Before a speech, Lincoln would be known to silently cast his eyes about the hall and take in everyone he saw into his powerful gaze. This is the vitality Chesterton sees in St. Thomas's eyes. There is kindled in them a fire of instant inner excitement. They are vivid. The man is thinking about something, and something that has reached a crisis. There must have been a smoldering vigilance in his eyes. Fiery vigilance is the spiritual force that binds the yonder vision with critical immediacy. Lincoln had eyes that could see the people and the crisis, the facts and the truth, the fears and the hopes. Such eyes and vision can light us down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.